As a nurse, I primarily work with children who are abused and exploited in trafficking, and I frequently see very unfair situations. We must talk about the issue of abuse. We can't base our actions on fear. We have to be faith-informed in what we do.
The Dr. Nurse Mama Show. For more from Dr. Jessica Peck, tune in at 2 p.m. Central on American Family Radio or on the podcast page at AFR.net. Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening to AFR on this Monday, October the 14th, 2024. Tim, Ed, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl.
Good morning, everybody.
Joined us. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Hey. Hey, can I just say real quick, this is the first chance I've had to talk to you all. I want to thank our listeners for, again, stepping up to support the ministry over the last week, Share-a-thon. You guys continually impress me. The people I talk to on the phone, no matter what you're going through in your personal lives, and I talk to people who are having some hard times in this economy and just in other things. And they're unanimously grateful and proud of what we do here, and I'm proud to work here too. So thank you, everybody.
Amen. Absolutely. We were very pleased, happy with the results of our three-day Share-a-thon, and God bless everybody who called in or wrote in, went online and made a contribution. We, you know, it takes everybody.
Right.
It takes everybody pulling together. And to meet our goals. It's very expensive to run and operate 170 radio stations. I was sitting here this morning, we were walking down the hall, and I was looking at one of our trucks going out to one of our trucks carrying our engineers. Mm-hmm. Our engineers driving the trucks. The trucks aren't carrying them. I don't know.
Elon Musk might have been involved.
Well, could have been. But anyway, they were headed for Kentucky, Indiana, and Illinois.
Wow.
And but carrying their equipment to go make sure that our towers are still operational and everything's looking good. Checking
through the
out.
Big Ten.
Yeah. So, through the Big Ten country. Yeah. So I'm just saying that, okay, somebody's got to pay for that trip.
Right.
A couple thousand dollars. You know what I'm saying? And then so I'm just saying that it's very expensive. People know that. But our listeners have been very good to give time and time again so that we can keep this ministry. You know, we're not in debt to anybody. We're not, begging, please get us out of debt. We've made some dumb decisions. I've seen that happen to ministries before,
right.
Huh? So, as you say, Steve, we're just very grateful and thank you for everybody who participated in our AFR Share-a-thon. All right. What's your first story today, Steve?
Did you see over the weekend, speaking of Elon Musk, him landing his booster back on the launch pad? Did you guys see that?
I did see that.
Did you see that?
I saw that, but I didn't know what was going on exactly.
So
I felt
every
like
time,
something was stalled out.
No. Every time that they launch a rocket, the rocket goes up, and then the booster comes off because that's just to get them up into orbit. And usually with NASA and everything, the booster kind of falls into the sea and goes away. But Elon has figured out how to bring those boosters back and land them upright. And he was landing them upright. I saw at first it was on some ships, boats out at sea, the platforms out at sea, and then he tried several times. They'd tip over, and then he finally got them to land straight, and then he was landing them back on land, and he got pretty good at landing them straight. Well, this last weekend, he sent the rocket back to the launch pad, and it went right through the like a basketball in a hoop.
You know,
I saw that. I'm with Tim. It was a little hard for me to figure out what was going on, but – because he reuses these.
He reuses them. So,
well,
I had that
idea. I mean, I don't know. Sounds like I'm
bragging.
Well, I had the idea like 3 years ago, but I just didn't have time to get, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. Well, we know what you're saying.
Or the money.
Speaking of 3 years
ago. But congratulations for Elon for catching the vision.
Yeah. Yeah. He owes everything to you, Tim.
Well, it's interesting you say that.
I sent him to him. It's
interesting you say that because last December 27th of 2023, the New Republic, which is the most left-wing screed out there, it's a magazine, it's a website. This, if 12/27/23, this is after Elon had bought Twitter or renamed it X. This is their tweet, to the headline that they put online on Twitter, announcing when they post their article. The tweet says, "Behind all of Elon Musk's bloviating and attention seeking is a small man who's simply not very good at anything."
Oh my goodness.
And then the title of the article itself was "Elon Musk is the New Republic's 2023 Scoundrel of the Year." He proved this year he's not just evil, he's deeply stupid, too.
Listen, I'm just going to say the New Republic is made up of a bunch of losers.
Well,
how you don't have to agree with Elon Musk, but don't call him small-minded and stupid or whatever they said.
So he has started...
Absurd.
He's responsible for SpaceX, which we were talking about landing, and he's going to be probably the first person to start getting regular traffic to Mars. He now owns Twitter. He started XAI, the OpenAI was the first thing he did. The Boring Company, one of his first ventures is a thing called the Boring Company, and it's B-O-R-I-N-G, and it basically drills tunnels in cities in which you can install subway systems. So he's doing that. Neuralink.
Well, last week was he showed robots.
Well, yeah, yeah. He started Neuralink, which is implants in the brain. OpenAI. He started that. Tesla.
We get it, Steve. We got it. We got it. He's smarter than all of us combined. We got it. Yeah.
And what's the thing that the internet for people?
I can't say that because we're done.
Oh, okay.
Internet for people.
Well, I mean high speed internet for just. Through his satellites.
Starlink.
That was a show in the 70s and 80s.
Starlink.
Yeah, remember that?
It came on right after Battlestar Galactica.
It was before America's Got Talent. Before that became a hit.
I don't know how you come up with that stuff right off the top of your head.
I remember that.
Battlestar Galactica.
That was Star Search.
Star Search.
With Ed McMahon.
No, we got it.
You got it?
Yeah, we got it.
I heard you guys talking last hour about crime, who was it that was talking about, Raddatz, when she's talking to J.D. Vance about migrant crime.
ABC reporter?
Right. Tony, do you hear yourself? Well, I want to tell you that we have a nomination for, I'm going to say, New Republic Representative of the Year, people who just spout off nonsense and hope that they're taken seriously. Her name is Jasmine Crockett. She is a representative in the House of Representatives from Texas to the Dallas area. And she has a point of agreement with Donald Trump. I want you to hear what she has to say. This has to do with migrant crime and gangs in the United States. Listen to cut three.
I agree with something Trump said. He said that we've got these cities and these towns that are being overrun by gangs and the crime out of control. I absolutely agree with that. And guess what? It's the MAGA gang. It is the white supremacists that have decided to descend upon places such as Springfield, Ohio. So I agree with him. I just disagree with who the problems are. The problems are him and his minions. The problems aren't the people that have come to make our economy stronger, the people that have actually been able to help to continue to make sure that we got out of the big hole that he put us in after COVID-19 with his ineptness. Like, yeah, I agree that there are problems in our communities, but usually it's some white supremacists on the other side, and he has yet to call them out.
That last part's a lie.
The first part's a lie, and the middle part's a lie.
Who is that we're listening to?
What's the congresswoman's name?
Jasmine Crockett.
Okay. First of all,
that's a bunch of crock.
First of all, I would like to give her a thumbs up for a great name. That's a great name. Jasmine Crockett, great name.
Right. Although she can't really take credit for it.
I have a recommendation for the congresswoman.
Yes.
If you're listening to this show,
and she does, I'm sure.
I want you to do two things. I want you to go to a Trump rally and talk to the people, the so-called MAGA white supremacists that you're talking about, and give us your honest opinion about how they treat you. Okay. And then I want you to go to one of these apartment buildings controlled by a Venezuelan gang and see how you get treated there.
Yeah.
Okay. Then report back to us.
Booyah.
Yeah. And let us know who's the real threat.
The reporter in me, I think that was a recording from either MSNBC or CNN, but the reporter in me says the first question I ask is, can you give me one example of inner city violence and being caused by MAGA?
I can.
Jussie Smollett is not one of them.
I was going to say, Jussie Smollett is not the only one I've heard, and that turned out to be a fake.
Well, you know, like, where is she from again?
Texas, Dallas.
Dallas, and she's, here's the thing, and I've said this before. If you want to vote for Kamala Harris to be president, knock yourself out, okay? But don't say something that there's no evidence for in an attempt to scare people, in this case, probably scare black folks or, quote, people of color into voting for Kamala Harris because you've got to keep the grand wizard Trump from being from being in the White House.
Right.
What I'm saying unto thee, okay, is this. In the history of Donald Trump's life, certainly before he was president, I don't think it was ever any accusation by anyone who knew him that he was somehow racist.
Right.
Huh? And he was in the public eye for a long time.
Right.
Before
and
he
was a Democrat for a long time.
Yes, but he was a New York liberal for 40 years or whatever. Before he ran for president, he was on The Apprentice TV show. I'm just saying that there was much opportunity had he been a rank racist like this lady here is accusing him of being. That would have come out somewhere along the way. That only turned into an issue, the accusations, when he ran as a Republican and when he was in office, because to the Democrats like her, all Republicans are racist.
Right.
All Republicans wear white hoods when they go home at night. Again, for what reasons, I can't really understand, except that it's by just de facto. In other words, if you don't agree with all the Democrat policies, then you're a racist.
Right.
You're against people of color because people of color are only going to benefit from the ideas that Democrats have.
Right.
I would posit that they're not even thinking that much. There's certain words that have become just mean words that they label people with that you don't have to define. Racism is one of, because you know how race has divided everything. So they call you racist, they call you fascist. It's like me calling somebody, if I were to call you a goofball, that's not as mean, but if I was to call you a goofball, you would ask me, well, what's the definition of goofball? Well, I don't know. It's just something that I'm painting you with. It's just something I'm calling you to make. And that's what I think they're doing.
I do think that they try to make this connection. They, the liberal media and the Democrats and people who on the left, they're going to tell you Trump is opposed to mass illegal immigration into our country, and he's made that one of his big campaign themes, right?
Right.
Here's what they're going to tell you. I don't agree with it at all, but here's what they're going to tell you. Because Trump opposes illegal immigration, and because the vast majority of people who are coming here illegally are brown-skinned, therefore, that makes him, he is exhibiting racial animus towards those people as a block of people. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, sometimes Trump can say dumb things that are not helpful, like they're going to poison the country. that sounds terrible to say, right. You know what I'm saying? To say something like that. And that gives the left an opportunity to say, see there, he's saying that brown people poison the blood of the country.
Right.
And now that's right out of Mein Kampf, or that's, you know, that's right out of some kind of racist document that people would read, the KKK playbook or something like that. Now, we know that Trump doesn't mean it like that, because there's been, as I said, there's been no other evidence in his whole life that he's a racist.
Right.
He's against illegal immigration. Well, how do you talk about illegal immigration without talking about the people who are illegally immigrating illegally? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So does that make sense?
Yes.
So
absolutely.
That's what they're going to tell you. They're going to tell you, well, there goes Trump again talking about the migrants. Well, he's talking about brown people because they're the only migrants there are. So therefore, he must base his anti-immigrant policies on his racial animus.
Right.
See how they draw that conclusion?
Yes.
And then they promote that out to the country, and a lot of people buy that. And therefore, you get somebody like this congresswoman saying, what'd she say?
That the violence and the gang problem is actually MAGA, actually white supremacists. It's not the...
Yeah, let's hear this genius one more time, if we can, here.
Agree with something Trump said. He said that we've got these cities and these towns that are being overrun by gangs and the crime out of control. I absolutely agree with that. And guess what? It's the MAGA gang. It is the white supremacists that have decided to descend upon places such as Springfield, Ohio. So I agree with him. I just disagree with who the problems are. The problems are him and his minions. The problems aren't the people that have come to make our economy stronger, the people that have actually been able to help to continue to make sure that we got out of the big hole that he put us in after COVID-19 with his ineptness. Like, yeah, I agree that there are problems in our communities, but usually it's some white supremacists on the other side, and he has yet to call them out.
Like white supremacists on the other side. Is this like the Wizard of Oz or something? Who's behind the white curtain? Is the white supremacist making every life miserable for everybody?
I have no idea what she's talking about. She says these MAGA white supremacists descended on Springfield, Ohio.
Yes, they did.
It wasn't the 20,000 Haitian immigrants that came in.
Right.
Okay. It was whatever she's talking about, handfuls of MAGA white supremacists. Listen, was that a podcast or is she being interviewed?
She was being interviewed.
Okay, so I'm assuming that the interviewer pushed back a little bit on that.
Yeah, that's what I said I would have done, but
right.
No. You know, notice also, remember, this is a conversation about crime in the inner city. She's saying the people that we say are responsible for the crime, which would be illegal immigrants and Venezuelan gangs, are here to help the economy grow.
Now,
that's why they're here.
The problem, inner city crime?
Yeah.
That's young black males. Okay? That's black on black crime.
But in their heart, they're white supremacists. You know that, right?
Listen, there's no sense trying to make sense of what she said.
Not at all.
That lady is untethered from reality. And she, her brain has been overtaken by Trump derangement syndrome and her own racist views towards white people.
Yeah. Yeah, and also the major crime problem in big cities is black on black crime. And mostly males ages like 15 to 35. That's you.
Yeah.
That's your demographic that's causing the uptick in violence in the big cities, inner cities I'm talking about.
Yep.
All right, you're listening to today's issues on the American Family Radio Network. Next story, Steve.
The October 7th massacre in Israel. A lot of people are saying that the United Nations was complicit in this, that there's a group called the United Nations Relief Agency, UNRA, that is actually in cahoots, is teaming up with Hamas. In other words, they are letting Hamas use their buildings. Part of the UNRA are Hamas members. There's a guy named, a lawyer named Gavi Marone, who is, his law firm is MM Law. And he is suing the United Nations Relief Agency. And I want you to hear some of the things that his discovery has uncovered about the UNRA. Cut 7.
They did safe harbor for weapons. They inserted into the UNRWA headquarters, Hamas's command and control and intelligence headquarters. They participated in the attacks. They created an education system to radicalize and recruit Palestinian children to become suicide bombers and terrorists eventually. And they transferred over $1.3 billion in cash into Gaza, into the hands of Hamas. This cash was used to purchase all the weapons and materials for the war machine.
So this is this is a lawyer?
A lawyer.
Who is suing the United Nations Relief Agency,
yep,
claiming that these things the UNRA had been doing at an international, supposedly unbiased, uninvolved, kind of peacekeeping type of relief agency was actually housing Hamas, command and control, and protecting the weapons to not allow anyone to search them out. And $1.3 billion, did I get that right?
$1.3 billion in cash that they funneled so that they could buy those weapons. And by the way, I would never really, in reality, call anything UN and Israel unbiased.
Right.
The UN has been incredibly anti-Semitic.
Right.
And the UNRA. So anyway.
These are his allegations, and apparently he is going to be able to provide proof of that.
He is going to be providing proof of that in court, but these allegations started like the day after the October 7th attack.
Yeah, we've been hearing these for a while.
Yeah. So,
hey, did you guys see Dennis Quaid?
Yeah.
Okay, over the weekend, Dennis Quaid, the actor.
Right.
Of course, he's got a movie out called Reagan, which is an excellent movie about the life of Ronald Reagan. If you haven't seen it, you need to check it out. But he spoke in California.
Coachella.
Where is that?
Southern California. It's in the desert. They have a music festival there every year. I don't know. It's somewhere in the high desert, like Riverside. I'm going to look it up right now.
Okay. But anyway, and he said this to the crowd. President Trump was there for a rally.
Right.
Which I don't know why he went there. I don't know why exactly President Trump went there, because going to California is a waste of time. But maybe there was some reasons I don't know about.
Right.
Okay. But he did get Dennis Quaid to speak, and Dennis Quaid said this to the crowd. God bless you. God bless America. I'm here today to tell you that it's time to pick a side, Quaid said on stage. Are we going to be a nation that stands for the Constitution or for TikTok? Are we going to be a nation of law and order or wide open borders? Which is it? Because it's time to pick a side, end of quote. And that's, he mentioned that's the reason he was voting for Trump. Whereas for some of these reasons of policies that he agreed with.
Coachella's down by Palm Springs, by the way.
Okay. Out in the desert?
Yeah.
Well, and Dennis Quaid is only doing what others, leftists, have done in Hollywood. They've picked their side. They're all in for Kamala Harris, and you see them all the time coming out in support of Kamala Harris.
I guess they can't cancel Dennis Quaid at this point. He's 60-something years old. He's already had his the heyday of his acting career is gone.
Right.
So he's a conservative anyway, but if he were 25, they'd be trying to cancel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
If news events don't derail us by tomorrow, I'd love to talk about the would-be assassin at Coachella as well. That's a weird
story.
Yeah,
we didn't get to that.
No.
But okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to today's issues. Thanks to Carol Ward for sharing her story. Fred Jackson, Steve, Ed, and Brent Creeley, our producer. We'll see you tomorrow. Take care.